Ohio is looking towards stiffer penalties for people who protest oil and gas pipelines and other infrastructure. A bill passed by the Ohio House last month creates heavier penalties for trespass and tampering of so-called critical infrastructure, like oil and gas pipelines, electric, water, telecommunications, and railroads. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant is here with more details. Julie, this sounds like a trespass bill on steroids.
Yeah. Well, under the bill, trespassing or tampering with these types of facilities could mean a third-degree felony charge, which carries a maximum fine of $10,000 and up to 3 years in prison. This is more severe than other types of trespass charges.
A similar bill was introduced in Pennsylvania in 2019, but not passed. What are lawmakers trying to accomplish with this type of legislation?
Well, before the Ohio House voted, Republican Representative Jamie Callender spoke on the House floor. He said intentional damage to infrastructure needs to be specifically discouraged because it can be so expensive.
Here in Ohio, we didn't have a legal mechanism to deal with that other than the normal petty trespass and vandalism, which is not enough to cover the damage that's done in these instances.
What does the bill mean when it says tampering with infrastructure?
Well, that's really one of the concerns for people opposed to this bill. Speaking before the Ohio House voted, Democratic Representative Kent Smith said the bill does not make it clear what it means to tamper with infrastructure.
So if you put a garage sale sign up on a telephone pole, have you physically change the condition of the property?
More than 170 Ohioans previously testified against the measure, many calling it an effort to shut down protests, especially against pipelines and energy development.
So is this bill specifically aimed at environmental protest?
Well, environmental groups say yes, it is. I spoke with Ted Auk of Frack Tracker. He says the Ohio bill looks a lot like the template created by ALEC.
That's the American Legislative Exchange Council, a conservative group mostly funded by corporations, and it creates model legislation for state lawmakers, right?
That's right. Auk says pipeline companies and others in the energy industry don't want people protesting their projects.
So you want to put a chilling effect on people before they even consider doing something.
And according to Auk, this effort started in 2016 in response to protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Law enforcement officials used tear gas and water cannons that injured many water rights activists. Auk says the police looked bad in that situation. So he says ALEC's model laws, like the one in Ohio, create much higher penalties for anyone who goes near a pipeline like that.
And then what that allows you to do is to frame any resistance, you know, hereafter as just a bunch of radical, you know, left environmental groups.
The bill also targets organizations like environmental groups if they provide assistance to protesters who may be arrested under this law. Environmental groups that provide things like food and water, medical care, or transportation could face penalties of up to 10 times those levied against individuals. They fear that even chanting "Stop the pipeline" could be construed as encouraging damage to critical infrastructure.
Any word from those who brought this bill to Ohio?
I reached out to State Senator Frank Hoagland, who introduced the bill. In an email statement, he said, "This legislation is important to protecting energy, communications, and other facilities from destructive acts that can impact a community's ability to function." He also said citizens should feel safe voicing their beliefs and, quote, "I feel a strong obligation to create a secure environment in which they may do so."
And what's the status of this bill in Ohio and in Pennsylvania?
Well, in Pennsylvania, the legislation didn't go anywhere, but the bill in Ohio is currently on the desk of Governor Mike DeWine. 16 states, including West Virginia, have passed this kind of legislation. That's according to a legal group tracking these types of laws.
And of course, we're recording on Thursday, so Governor DeWine could have taken some action on the bill since then. That's the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Kara.
There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.